Occupancy rates in Park City are going to be 80 to 90% during the weekends, with a drop to about 65% midweek. Park City Chamber of Commerce President Bill Malone says they use data collected from January 31st to project February's occupancy numbers. The numbers are very similar to last year.
We actually are looking at that weekend of the 15th, 16th, 17th as somewhere in between, depending on the day, between 80 and 85% occupancy with the lodging business in the community. And that's a pretty strong number. Now, granted, it's not what we experienced last weekend. And in fact, based on our numbers, that the following weekend will actually be larger at the tail end of President's Day week on the 22nd and 23rd seem to be the peak times on that one. So
he says some visitors book last minute and chase the snow, and that recent storms could be why the second weekend is busier.
It is a little bit of an anomaly for us in looking back at past years. And some of that, just may be a result of, the terrific snow we have and when people are deciding to come on their vacation. So a lot of our February business has been on the books for a while, and we always know that there's a certain percentage of our customers that are pretty last minute and will chase the snow.
The Chamber uses a research data company called Dustametrics, which provides information that is disseminated to public agencies and private businesses.
That can give both, transit, the city, safety, ski resorts, restaurants, predictions on, basically what to expect for any given day. And there's a lot of people that have been receiving this information from us for a long time that actually look at that and have pretty good analysis as to what a 75% occupancy means to their business. So we've been doing this for quite some time, and it is disseminated to the city and the county. And they disseminate it out to various departments, but it also goes to everything from looking at how many ski instructors should be on duty to how many tomatoes should be in the salad bar.
Malone says the data can gauge tax revenues as well. He's never seen 100% occupancy, but the FIST championships have given Park City a lot of television coverage, and he's expecting a very big march. They'll have specifics next week. He thinks the new multi-resort passes make for shorter lead times in bookings.
As we watch and learn from this new pass products with Icon and Epic, we're definitely seeing a shorter time frame of people who have those passes elsewhere of pulling the trigger on a vacation.
The closing weekend of the FIST Championships, February 8th and 9th, ran about 89% occupancy. The first weekend of Sundance was 96% occupancy, with the second weekend at 82%. Christmas week ran about 85% and 91%, depending on the day. Malone points out that they are only counting professionally managed properties, hotels, lodges, condos, and bed and breakfasts. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.